Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. I would like now to welcome Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Welcome to the Radio Cafe. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day here in the Baking Company. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is the KSFR Fun Drive. It is Friday. It's the second day of the drive, and we've got a big goal for the day. Our goal is to raise $2,000 by 9 o'clock today. I think we can do it. Well, thank you. That is a very nice thing to hear. And we do hear from listeners, and it's great when listeners write, and it's great when they then also call in during the fun drive. So here's how you do it. You call 428-1382. No, sorry. I did that wrong again. That's the control room number, which isn't going to do you any good at all. 428-1393, 428-1393. And you can make a donation, and we're looking for a bunch of donations this hour. Now, Ben Swan, you were with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and one thing that we have done in the past is ask the question, cats versus dogs, which is better? We're not doing that today, but you can give in the name of an animal, a name of one of your animals, an animal that's passed on, an animal that you love, or an animal that is maybe endangered and that you would like to save. All of these are things that we talk about on the Radio Cafe, by the way. We talk about animals probably a little more than your average radio show. And we do that because, I guess, really because I have a particular fondness for animals and for the great outdoors and for the great indoors when they've got dogs in those indoors. 428-1393 is the number to make a pledge. So please go ahead and get those telephones ringing. And let's see if we can make our goal by this hour.
Early, but I just want to tell you that I plan on making a donation in honor of your dog, Horatio, after I get off the air today.
Oh, thank you.
As much as possible. Can we, you know, the bond that people have with their animals is so intense and so important that, you know, they live with us forever.
Yeah. My little dog, Horatio, died yesterday. It was very sudden and very sad, and there's a kind of heartbreak that you have when your dog dies, even if you have a couple of dogs, which I do. Anyway, yes, thank you.
It's tough, but, you know, I just look at all the love that you are able to give to that dog and that dog in, you know, home and security, and that dog, Horatio, will be with you forever. Every day, one of my heart dogs, Beta, died, and every day I think of her and remember how funny she was and all the things that she did.
Yeah. Horatio was a little dachshund, and as he got older, he used to run outside, because we have a dog door, so he used to run outside to maybe chase things that were out there. And as he got older, when he heard things outside, he would stand on the couch and bark and then sit down again.
Yeah, because he wanted to know that he was paying attention, but he didn't think it was worth his while to go out, right?
Yeah. We ended up calling him the idea dog. Hey, I have an idea. Go for the other dogs. Go out there.
Let's get him going and then take a nap. Yeah.
428-1393 is the number here at the KSFR control room fun drive. It is the way to It is the way to make a donation today. So, Ben Swan, you were saying that I think your sound didn't appear right at the beginning of the show. So, say what you wanted to say again. This is a time of year that you like to support the.
Well, yeah, it's really kind of one of my favorite times of the year because I just get really excited to be able to let everybody know that I'm supporting you and KSFR and all the great programs that you have. It's just really exciting. People might find it irritating, the fundraising, but it gets me going.
I like it too because it is a time when I can really gauge what kind of support we have. And we had a good day yesterday. We're looking for another good day today. And let's hear about what's going on over at the animal shelter.
So we are always doing great things and fun things thanks to everybody's support. You know, like KSFR, we rely entirely on donations from people from our community. And because we are successful in connecting with a lot of people, our programs have gotten better and better, and we're able to do a lot of different things. One thing that we've been doing, you know, when I first started at the shelter almost 5 years, 6 years ago, we were a place where we transfer a lot of animals out to different shelters because we had an overabundance of animals. And we, a lot of times, this is a nationwide trend where people, where shelters just move animals around to give them another chance. But right now, in the last couple of years, we've actually become a destination shelter. So what does that mean? That means other shelters in the state and out look to us to help them relieve their animal overpopulation. In the last couple of months, we've taken in over 200 animals from different shelters in New Mexico, Hobbs, Farmington, and also in Southern California and Oklahoma City, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really something that I'm very proud of. And what does that mean? That means that we've been able to not just take dogs that would easily find homes someplace else, but also those dogs that may be injured, that other shelters don't have the resources to help them with, or dogs that may have a little bit of behavior problems that we can actually work with now.
And so do we have that big a market for dogs? Do they all get adopted when you import that many of them?
People ask about that. And at one time I thought to myself, yes, eventually there's just everybody in Santa Fe will have three dogs, but I wish they would, but it's not true. I mean, we always have, you know, we have empty kennels right now. We have space for more dogs, and especially cats. We have very few cats right now.
Oh my goodness.
In the shelter.
I've never heard you say that before. You've been on the radio saying we have an overabundance of cats right now.
It's been a very strange switch in things in the last few months and the last couple of years, basically, that we've been able to help so many other shelters out and help people find really loving animals. A woman came in yesterday with a dog. The dog's name is Bitsy, and it was Joan, and she was telling me that she adopted the dog 2 years ago, and it was a transfer from California, and it's been the best thing in her life.
Hmm.
So it's just wonderful to hear those stories and to know, you know, some of these dogs that come in and cats, they're so frightened and shut down, and within days, they just turn around and become this loving companion of somebody else.
Yeah, it's really that kind of love is like nothing else. I have a friend who's not a dog person.
What?
And she's not an animal person. She's a wonderful, wonderful person and very kind and has three terrific kids, and her kids wanted a dog. And so she got a dog. And I said, have you fallen in love? She said, no, but the dog has fallen in love with me. And my kids are really irritated because the dog loves me the most. But I just don't get it. And there are people who, you know, and hats off to you guys, too. That you don't have that gene, whatever it is. But there's so many people in Santa Fe, especially, who have that I love animals thing so deeply.
Yeah, it's truly true. And a lot of times I'll just be driving around or I'll see people walking with their dogs and it just makes me smile, you know, because I can see that bond, that connection. And it's so important, that relationship to have. And I understand that people, for whatever reason, don't have a companion animal. I don't know. For me, it's just, I don't know what to do without it. I don't know what to do without it.
Here's one thing you can do. You can call 428-1393, 428.
Is that the right number? Yes.
Who knows at this time of day? I'm a little bit in post dog loss state right now. 428-1393, and give a donation in the name of any animal. And if you're really not an animal person, you know, humans are animals too.
Yeah, we are. That's true.
428-1393. So tell us about some of the activities you've got going on. You've got some really interesting new programs. So one of the things is that you've got animals coming in from other parts of the state, which means that fewer animals are going to be euthanized.
In those shelters.
Those shelters. And some of the pressure will be off of the many volunteers and people who work in those shelters.
That's correct. It's just a really incredible change in what's going on in northern New Mexico, in that we can help other shelters out. And really what we look at is we like to see, you know, we have certain types of animals that come in from our area, and we want to make that group of animals more diverse. So people, when they come to the shelter, they're not going like, oh, all they have are chihuahuas or things like that. We want to have a mixture and variety of dogs. We just think it, you know, it helps just get everyone adopted if there's a mixture. A lot of people come in a certain idea of an animal that they want, and then they all of a sudden fall in love with a big dog, you know, right. instead of a little dog that they wanted. It's amazing, you know, just that look.
Or sometimes, speaking from experience, you go in without the intention of adopting anybody, and you go home with this black and white fluff ball in your lap, and
she's a beautiful dog.
The rest is history.
Yeah, I was thinking about this morning about Goose, the mom of your baby.
Yeah,
and that was interesting. That's a transfer. It was a transfer. A woman from Texas.
That's right.
Found out about us and followed us on Facebook and really felt that this is the best thing that for this dog that she had found and her puppies was to come to us. And it has been a good thing.
And that was through your Facebook.
Yeah, that was basically, yeah, through it. And she's since then brought in a few other dogs from us.
Is that right? She drives
Texas.
All the way 10 hours each way
12 hours, yeah, from Texas to bring them to us. You know, we can't always take in dogs from it. That's right. You know, we have a commitment to our community, but most of the time we can. So
yeah.
We help out.
Especially if they're super cute.
Well,
because then you know they'll be adopted instantaneously.
What's funny is that you don't know what's super cute. I mean, what I think is cute might not be something with something
true.
Else. Like, interesting enough, you know, Mary is the executive director, and I share an office, and we often office foster dogs, and especially mamas with puppies, and that's a really exciting, fun thing to do. And I sort of record their progress on Facebook, and people love them. And recently we had, I don't know, five puppies who quickly found homes, and the mom, Fran, who is now Cora, who lives in Los Alamos with Lisa and her husband, and doing a really great job, and just really, really having, really just added to their family. And now I'm falling in love with this. I had a little tiny Yorkshire Terrier who has two puppies. Her name is Siobhan, and... Patty and Liam are her puppies, but anyway, it's just I'm like looking forward to going to my office today because I haven't seen her for a 24, you know,
right
since I left last night.
So there's somebody there overnight that takes care of the animals.
Not overnight, but obviously we make sure that they're going to be fine through. There is somebody on the property, but they're fine through the night and in the morning.
428-1393 is the number of the KSFR fund drive. And I know the phone's been ringing a bit, but I don't think it's been quite ringing off the hook.
So I never hear those ringing.
Yeah, you don't hear them through this feed because we're in the baking company and the microphone of the phones doesn't come to us. But they hear them there, and I do get notes on my computer device here. 428-1393. There, we do have a thank you. So Nick is in the control room, and he wants to let us know who that is.
I'd love to. Let's Yay. Thank Nancy Warren.
Thank you, Nancy Warren.
That
oh,
was
wonderful
for
person.
Ben. She wanted that to be for Ben.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yay! Thank you very, very much. And all the rest of you who are listening right now and who like the Radio Cafe, we have a pretty high goal for this hour. It's a $2,000 goal for this hour, so please give us a call, 428-1393. And if you like the Radio Cafe, if you are nourished by this type of programming and this type of radio station, this is the only way that you can really show it and put your money where your mouth is. If you've ever had listened to a show here that you liked or that moved you, we're just asking you to support it within your means, whatever you can give today, whether it be a $35 contribution, whether it be, let's say, $10 or $15 a month, whether you can make maybe a $100 or a $250 contribution, whatever you can do, please call right now and support us, support this show, and support animals and animal welfare in this wonderful city and county and state.
That's right, Mary Charlotte. Your heart is for animals as well. And I love that about you, that you're able to just really promote our shelter and all the rescue, every shelter out there with animals. Because it's important that they find homes and have support. We are their caregivers. We have to be there for them.
428-1393 is the number. Now, you've got another program where you're going out really doing some kind of shoe leather education of the community.
This is really exciting. This is something that we actually started through HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, and PetSmart Charities. It's called Pets for Life. It's a community outreach program in which we go out to the neighborhoods. You've heard of food deserts, right? Where urban areas, they don't have grocery stores. They have
Well,
there's also, you can look at that, like those I would say animal service deserts as well in our community. There may be neighborhoods where people don't even know that we exist, that there's services for them. You know, did you know, for example, that we have a free spay-neuter clinic twice a week in Santa Fe? A lot of people don't realize that. And so what we've been doing is going door-to-door and these so-called underserved areas and letting people know all the programs that are available. It's been fantastic. We've gotten, last year we did two community outreach events. That's free vaccination clinics. And each time we had over 200 people show up to those things by word of mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how are people responding when a stranger is at their door? I'm going to guess the first thing they think is that you are like a either Jehovah's Witness or political.
Well, a lot of times it's true. I don't know if those are the two ones that people think. But when they see us and we're talking about animals, they do think we're animal control officers. So they think, oh, these guys want to know about our licenses and stuff. But basically, all we want to do is talk to them about the relationship they may have with their animal. And we talk to them and tell them it's at this level, it's all about relationships. And it's talking to them about how the health of their pet in a way that is not judgmental at all. It's really connecting with them on a you know, animal loving welfare area. You know, I have dogs, they have dogs. Aren't dogs great? And then we talk to them about how we can improve their lives, how can we strengthen that bond with their relationship with their animal, and that helps too. And then we move on to, when's the last time you vaccinated? Have you thought about spay and neuter? Things like that. And then also now that. That was the first year, and this year we've increased it. We actually have three people who are doing this door-to-door every day and also offering help in making sure that their animals are secure, like their dogs. If the fences are kind of, you know, the dogs run away from them, we have volunteers who will help rebuild their fence or you know, create safe areas for their animals.
When you can see that there's some animal abuse or neglect going on, what do you do?
Well, that's interesting. Generally, I mean, it depends on what level it is. A lot of times it's just a matter of, do you need some help with pet food? Because we also have a program that allows us to offer pet food up to a certain point for people who are just having a hard time making ends meet. Everybody has a different way they respond or relate to their animals. So we try not to be judgmental about that. Some people think dogs should be outside, and we think that if the dogs are secure, they have proper, you know, environment outside, they're going to be fine, and that they bring them in when it's really cold and things like that, but we're not going to make a judgment about that. So when we do see animal abuse, then we... you know, we'll talk to them, or if we feel it's ongoing and that needs to be addressed, we may tell our animal control officers to help.
So if somebody, for example, has their dog on a chain?
So that is in the city illegal. So that we do have a trolley system. So I'm not going to, I will talk to them about that. You know, I don't want to, you know, you go into a different, you don't want to, you want to create a relationship. And at this level,
yeah,
you know, we're not the bad guys. We're the good guys. We are trying to help them understand what's best for their animal. And we'll work with them in any way that we can.
428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Fund Drive. It's been a little slow, but we've got some phones ringing, so that's good. But this is the time to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can bring together. And it's all about mutual support, you know, like you're saying, Ben. I mean, I try to do my best, and we all here at the station do our best to support the community as a whole and to try to understand the, you know, how big this community is. Even though it's not a big city or a big county, it still has so much going on.
We are all in this together.
We're all in this together. And because we don't have commercials, and because we don't have an endowment, and because we're not a really long, long established organization with all kinds of amazing fundraising infrastructure, we basically have you, the listeners. That's what we got. And so we rely on people to make a contribution a couple times a year and to call and get the phones ringing. Now, one thing you can do is you can make a sustaining membership, which means you might give 10 or 15 or 20, whatever you can afford, dollars a month, and that gets charged automatically and safely. And then you can turn off the fund drive if you want to.
Yeah, those recurring donations, they you don't even think about them. They just take them out, and then you just move on about your life. But I, of course, like to call in and give money to whoever I feel is the like my favorite person, like Mary Charlotte.
Thanks.
So I save up money, and then I can do the same thing, basically.
So we will see how far along we are with our...
big goal.
With our big goal of $2,000 for this hour. I think we can do it, but it's always a bit of a challenge. But it's Friday, and Diana Delling is coming in, speaking of the arts, in a little while. So it's totally doable. Talk just for a moment, if you have any, mm-hmm. at the shelter, about rabbits. Do you have any rabbits?
That's funny. I was thinking about rabbits. Actually, it's really interesting about bunnies. Most people don't realize that bunnies can make incredible house companions. They're really fun, funny, and great animals. And we do have some rabbits. So about a month and a half ago, all of a sudden, we adopted out all our rabbits, and we didn't have any.
Oh, my goodness.
It was amazing. And we had a lot of adoption events. And, you know, we have...
Do you do spay-neuter on rabbits,
yes,
too?
Yes, of course.
Because otherwise they'll multiply like rabbits.
Like bunnies. But then there was a situation where there was a lot of abandoned bunnies in Edgewood. And so we picked up about 10 from that situation. And then we had a couple come in who were pregnant. And so now we have a lot of bunnies. 6 or 7 are now available for adoption. And the thing about bunnies is you can't really spay and neuter them until they get a bit older, 2 to 3 months. And so we have a lot of foster families who are taking care of them. And we have some in the shelter as well. But every morning we have these incredible rabbit volunteers. They're mostly from the House Rabbit Society of New Mexico House Rabbit Society. And they come and exercise those bunnies in our lobby everywhere, and it's fun to watch them. They just hop around, and they're really, really, really fantastic.
Oh my god, you gotta call like the news people with the cameras.
Yes, yeah,
because that is a spectacle.
It's really great.
We're running the bunnies in the shelter lobby.
Yeah, it's true. And they also have a little cardboard condos. They call them bunny condos. They just for because bunnies are just, you know, they're curious. They their lives need to be enriched, and they're just fun to watch. It's amazing.
I ran into somebody the other day, just a complete stranger, but we struck up a conversation, and she was saying that her daughter had pet rabbits, and I told her about the New Mexico House Rabbit Association, the House Rabbit Society, and she was very excited.
Oh, she didn't know about it.
Yeah.
They're incredible volunteers, and they do so much to help raise the awareness about bunnies, you know, domesticated bunnies, you know. Recently, I got an email from a woman. I actually did a story on this, the giant Flemish rabbits. She adopted about 6 years ago from the shelter, and I'd done a story on just...
How big are giant rabbits?
They're bigger than your average dog, I would say.
What?
Yeah, they're big.
Like 40 pounds?
I don't know if they get up to 40, but they get pretty close. They're big.
Like 30 pounds?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And unfortunately, the rabbit passed, but she was just remembering all the things about the bunny. And I just love that story. And it's you know, you just recently, I mean, so recently lost your buddy. It's just hard when they come into your lives and they leave your life.
And they have, every dog that you have or every animal that you have has a particular personality and a particular little soul of some kind. And there's never anybody like them. There's never any other dog like that. They're unique individuals. And at the same time, the next dog that comes into your life loves you just as much, and you love it just as much.
It's amazing.
Which is different from losing a person, because that person, those relationships are unique in a way that
they don't really replace the other animal, but they add to it. I just think of all my dogs, and I have a rabbit, I have birds as well, but I just think of them as a continuum, and they've always been in my life, and each one leaves something as they've gone, and the next one takes its place, but in a different way. I don't know, it just enriches my life so much, and I'm sure it enriches everyone else's as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are just under 20% of the way to our goal. That's not...
A lot, sorry.
A lot, ladies and gentlemen, but that's all right. So let's get the phones ringing. Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and we'll have you back soon to talk about more stuff. But I want to thank you so much for being with us now on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And one last time, here's the phone number, 428-1393, and let's give a call. Let's have you give a call and support the Radio Cafe and support KSFR. So we want to reach our goal. I still think we can do it, but it's a no. We're not even. We're
gotta
not
be,
even.
Gotta be 50%.
We're not even 10%.
Come on, people.
Okay, we're low right now, but that's all right. We set the goal high. 428-1393. If you want to support the Radio Cafe, Ben Swan, thanks so much for being here. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. Now to welcome Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts. She's with us here often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. It's good to see you and Ben Swan. He looks just like he does in the calendar. Awesome.
The calendar boy. So it is the KSFR Fun Drive. We are asking people to call in. And if you get a funny, like if it doesn't go through, just try again. Because we did get some funny business on the phone when somebody tried to call a few minutes ago. So 428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Fun Drive. And we are asking you to make a donation and help us reach our $2,000 goal for this hour. You think we can do it, Diana?
I hope so. I really do. I would like to make a contribution. And I will call as soon
as we get, off,
we
the
get
air.
Off the air.
Thank you.
But I hope it can be retrofitted to the Mary Charlotte slot, just because I'm loyal.
Well, thank you very much. And if you are loyal to the Radio Cafe, please give now, 428-1393. What's going on this weekend and this coming week?
I, of course, represent the Lenzic, so I'm going to start there and tell you about a few things going on there. This Sunday at the Lenzic is a concert by ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro.
And who is fabulous.
I know, there's a lot of buzz around this one. It's Sunday at 7:30, so he is known for his ukulele playing, and he's kind of a hip ukulele player, a young guy. He does original compositions, and he also plays songs like Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and as well as things like Ave Maria, and lots of other ukulele hits. No, he will be there playing classics on the ukulele as well.
And the idea of Ave Maria on the ukulele just cracks me up. But there was a documentary made about Jake Shimabukuro that was a really great film. It was a really great documentary. He's this young man from Hawaii who came from a very working class family. I think he was son of a single mother who was a waitress or something like that. And he had this little gift, which was to play the ukulele. And he just got better and better and better. And then he was this, like, ukulele virtuoso playing all over the place. And then he got to this place where he realized that virtuosity wasn't enough, that you had to have the depth of feeling and artistry. And so he cultivated that. And now he's like a real artist, musician, ukulele prodigy. I mean, it's amazing.
That's really cool.
Not to be missed.
I didn't know all that about him.
Yeah, if anybody can... probably everything is available on Netflix or Amazon or at your local video store. I love the video library. I should always be recommending them because they're fantastic. But you can probably get this film in one way or another. But meanwhile, go to the concert on Sunday.
And you can check out a YouTube video of him to get a sense of what he's like by looking up While My Guitar Gently Weeps on YouTube. It's one of his hit videos. It's had more than 13 million views.
Oh, my goodness.
So that Sunday at the Lenzic, tickets are at ticketsantafe.org. Or 988-1234. Let me add that today the Lenzic box office is closed.
Oh.
We are undergoing system maintenance on our computers. However, you can still use the website. The website is now up and running. The computer maintenance went really well. We're just doing some additional testing. So box office in person at the Lenzic is closed today, but the website is open for business.
So also you can't call 428. I mean,
actually, you're correct. I shouldn't have just said the phone number right.
988-1234. But you can't call that today. But what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, starting at noon, that'll be back up too. The phones will be on at noon tomorrow. So
excellent.
If you need tickets today for Lenzic or any other events that are being handled by Ticket Santa Fe, please use the website. Tomorrow at noon, everything will be back to normal.
Excellent. So here we have an announcement from Squid Inc., which is presenting The Merry Wives of Windsor. It's today and tomorrow at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas Studio. And this is directed by students and performed by students at New Mexico School for the Arts. So this should be a really cool production. You can find out more at Teatro Paraguas. Well, you can go to their website, teatroparaguas.org. You can write to teatroparaguas@gmail.com or call 424-1501. Merry Wives of Windsor. Continuing in the Shakespeare theme that's been going on for some time now.
Yeah. It's not ending, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Next Saturday at the Lensic, we're also doing a great, great performance that people will like. It's Lunasa, the Irish band. And this year, they've come to the Lensic before, but this year, this superstar Irish band made up of some big Irish musicians who have had careers in different bands. Lunasa will be performing with Tim O'Brien, who's an American bluegrass singer-songwriter. He's a Grammy-winning artist, and he's known a lot for his own right, but he will be playing with Lunasa for a different kind of show that explores the similarities and the roots that are shared with between American bluegrass music and Irish traditional music.
Excellent. They're a great band.
Yeah, people love them. It always sells very well, so I advise if you'd like to go to get your tickets soon. They're available today at ticketsantafe.org and tomorrow at the Lensic box office or the 988-1234 number.
Excellent. So there is a lecture by Anna Pacheco, whom we had on the radio not too long ago. She's the Santa Fe official historian, and she wrote a wonderful new book about spirituality in Santa Fe that explores all the different spiritual traditions.
And it's a long book, probably.
It's not a long book, but it's full of pictures, and it's really interesting because, I mean, every possible spiritual tradition from, you know, native practices to Catholic and everything else, it's all in there. But anyway, she's giving a lecture at La Fonda Hotel. It's part of the Women in History lecture. It's free and open to the public, and it's this Sunday, March 13th. At 2 o'clock in the Santa Fe room at La Fonda. And it's about Concha Ortiz y Pino, who was the most influential New Mexican of the 20th century, a champion of women and the handicapped, and declared a treasure in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and in the state. So that should be a really great lecture, and that's on Sunday.
I would like to talk about some classical guitar that's coming up. I see a picture of this guy in Paso Tiempo, and he's awfully handsome. His name is Roberto Capocchi.
Oh, yes, I know him.
Am I pronouncing his last name right?
Yeah, Capocchi.
Capocchi. So there's a picture of him and everything. Mary Charlotte's not in the picture. But Roberto Capocchi is in the paper because he will be playing classical guitar in a really cool, intimate concert tomorrow night at the San Miguel Chapel, which is the one at 401 Old Santa Fe Trail. And Roberto is a really great classical guitarist, and he will be doing a recital of modern masterworks for the guitar. He will be, as I said, at the San Miguel Chapel at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Tickets are available at the door. And if you'd like to learn more and hear his music, learn more about him, you can go to capocchimusic.com. That's CapocchiMusic.com.
And that is tomorrow night. Now, what was another one that I just was going to tell you guys about? David Geist is back.
He's back.
Yes. And let me get the information out. Here we go. David Geist is playing tonight and tomorrow for dinner shows at Pranzo Italian Grill from 6 to 9. And he just is back from New York City, where he was performing at all kinds of places like the Metropolitan Room and the Friars Club. And he said in his note, he said, "You have my word. I represented New Mexico well in the Big Apple." Anyway, come by and hear about his adventures in New York and listen to some great music at Pranzo tonight and tomorrow.
Craig Smith, a local writer and critic and biographer, apparently, will be giving a talk for the Santa Fe Opera Guild on Tuesday, March 15th. He'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe, which is the one on Barcelona, and he will be giving an insider's perspective on John Crosby. John Crosby is the founding director of the Santa Fe Opera, and Craig Smith wrote a biography about him. So Craig will be talking about John Crosby's life and accomplishments. He'll be accompanying his talk with musical excerpts, photographs, and loads of anecdotes about the man who founded what is the most prestigious summer opera festival in the country, and it's right here in Santa Fe. That is, again, Tuesday night at the Unitarian Church.
Excellent.
Or congregation. It's not really a church.
So we had a fellow on the air on Wednesday named Stephen Jenkinson, who wrote a book called Die Wise. It's about death, dying, palliative care, and he's got a pretty interesting perspective on all of this stuff. Anyway, he will be on Thursday night from 7 to 9. He'll be doing a reading and book signing at the First Unitarian Church of Albuquerque. And then on Friday, they'll be screening the film Grief Walker, which he is in, at the Institute of American Indian Arts at the auditorium over there. And then on Saturday, I don't know if it's a workshop or what kind of event it is, but it's in the morning at 10:30, and then at 3:30? Not exactly clear. But anyway, it's also at the Institute of American Indian Arts. It's a teaching. And for more information on all of those things, you can go to the website orphanwisdom.com/events. Orphanwisdom.com.
Tonight in Los Alamos, there is a concert by the Dover Quartet. This is a quartet out of, I don't really know if they're from Canada, but they took everyone by surprise and did a stunning sweep of the Banff International String Quartet competition in 2013, and they achieved stardom. They're a young group of classical musicians who have formed a string quartet, and they will be at the Los Alamos Concert Association's Duane Smith Auditorium, actually, in Los Alamos. Tickets are available. You have to get tickets at the door at this point, and the show starts at 7 o'clock.
We have crossed the halfway point to our goal. We are past that, so we think
Fantastic.
We can get to our, in the next 15 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes, we can get to our $2,000 goal for this hour, and we have lots of thank yous. So Nick is standing by. Nick.
Yeah, let's start off with Eric and Elise Gent.
Oh, thank you.
Susan Haynes.
Thank you, Susan.
Nancy Warren, dedicated to Ben Swan.
Yay.
I second that emotion.
Me too. I third it.
That emotion. Ellen Morris Bond.
Oh, thank you.
Amy Tischler.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeff Klein, celebrating name to Benny Goldenheart.
Okay.
Lexi Clement.
Thank you, Lexi.
Martin Dryden and Program of Academic Exchange.
Oh, what a wonderful guy. Yeah, we had him on the air not a while back. They bring students in from all kinds of places to do exchange programs and live with Santa Fe families and go to school here. Thank you.
Ben Swan, in memory of Horatio.
Oh, thank you. My little dog.
I got that too.
Thank you.
Cy and the dogs Sophie, Bailey, Lily, and Cookie.
Oh my goodness, they just sound like they're so cute.
Catherine Drone, in honor of Ben Swan. Thank you, everybody.
Ben, yeah, bringing it in.
Thank you so much. So let's keep those phones ringing for the next 15 minutes. We really would like to reach our $2,000 goal for this hour. We think we can do it with your help. And again, we've asked people to pledge. You can pledge in any way you want to, but it's a special time to pledge in the name of the animals that have meant a lot to you. Whether they are your pets or a particular animal that you love. I think once somebody pledged in the name of some kind of dinosaur.
Really?
Yeah, that's an animal.
Meant a lot to him.
You know?
Or her.
Well, you know, when you're a little kid, not everybody's into it, but some people are just obsessed with dinosaurs.
My list of animals that I've loved, animals I've loved and lost is very long, so I could make a lot of contributions in that theme as well.
So, the last day of the guest house at the Santa Fe Culinary Academy is today. They're having lunch there presented by the students, I guess the graduating students of the Santa Fe Culinary Academy, at 112 West San Francisco, third floor of the Plaza Mercado, seating from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. For reservations, call 983-7445. And I'm just looking at French onion soup, croque madame, salmon niçoise, classic cassoulet, ratatouille tart, etc.
Croque madame, that's nice.
Yeah.
I think. I don't really know what it is, but I know what the male version is.
croque monsieur. All right.
Have you heard about this? It's a show featuring the art of science at Gerald Peters Projects and Gerald Peters Gallery. It's called Spectrum, running March 18th and 19th, which would be next Friday and Saturday. And it is the 7th annual Art of Systems Biology and Nanoscience show. So it's all about the collaboration between art, the close relationship between art and science. And it features works inspired by nature and images by science studying nature at the smallest scale. So you get to see kind of the beauty of natural objects when blown up. It's like very cool contemporary looking
art. Yeah, that is they've done that in the past, and I've covered that in the past, and it's a really, really cool show.
There are a bunch of cool speakers, and you can find out more at... Wow, this is a long one, so what could you... STMC... You can find out more at stmc.health.unm.edu/art.
All
or you could just Google Nano Days online and Nano Days Santa Fe and find out more.
Or pick up a copy of the Pasatiempo.
That's
in
an
today's
idea.
Santa Fe, New Mexican. There's a full page on it. And
you can see Roberto in there too.
Yes. Roberto Capocchi, who is very handsome. All right. Editorial comments. Finished now. Okay, Songs of Peace and Justice, and the tagline is, an army moves on its stomach, but a movement moves on its songs. Charlie King is playing at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation here in Santa Fe on the corner of Galisteo and Barcelona, and that's today at 7 o'clock, and Charlie King, apparently a wonderful performer. It's sponsored by Veterans for Peace, so check it out.
Educate your ear with a concert and talk about Tchaikovsky. It's a concert called Tchaikovsky and the Triumph of Melody, happening at St. Francis Auditorium tonight at 7. It's a free concert by the Santa Fe Community Orchestra. It's their mid-season concert. And it will include Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, along with some other melodic compositions by great composers. And I want to say that I said there was a talk. Yes, there will be a talk. The symphony director, Oliver Persaint, will present his insights and music illustrations by the concert orchestra, by the community orchestra, will accompany him.
Excellent. And keep those was there anything else on that one?
I was just going to say, if you want more information, you can visit sfco.org.
428-1393 is the number at the fund drive. And if by any chance you get, because Ben was here and then he called and he said he gotten a message saying this extension isn't working or something like that. It just means that the phones are all off the hook. And so just, you know, count to 10 or repeat your dog's name 10 times and then call again. 428-1393. Thank you so much. We're still looking to get to our goal of $2,000 for the hour. Now, the Journey Santa Fe does a series every Sunday morning, which is free and open to the public. It's at 11 o'clock, which is a nice, not too early hour. And what they're doing this weekend, Sunday, the 13th of March, is Joelle Marrier, is that right? M-A-R, yeah. On keeping wild BLM lands wild, protecting New Mexico's wildlands through the Bureau of Land Management planning process. And it's being hosted by Alicia Johnson, who is with the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. And they're going to be talking about the BLM and the protection of New Mexico wildlands. And that is... really interesting, because the BLM manages over 13 million acres of public land in New Mexico alone. So they are a really important group, and you often don't really know what they're all about. So
and
definitely an important thing to go to.
Yeah, and you're admiring the landscape and not knowing that it's BLM land, and if it weren't for the BLM, it might not be as protected.
Yeah, and you definitely want to... support and influence that public agency, which you can do by, you know, writing to them and making your voice heard and informing yourself. You know,
Santa Fe Institute is now giving its community lecture, holding its community lecture series at the Lensic. We're very proud of that affiliation and happy they're there. And this Tuesday at 7:30, they've got a really cool one coming up. Gary Marcus will be speaking. He'll be giving a lecture entitled Smart Machines and What They Can Still Learn from People. So Gary is a professor of psychology at New York University, and he's written a bestseller called Guitar Zero. He blogs for The New Yorker. He's really a moving and shaking neuroscientist, and he will be talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and the developments we've had so far in that area and what might be possible in the future. And he'll be talking about how AI programmers can still learn a lot by studying real-life human cognition.
Excellent.
That's Tuesday night, Santa Fe Institute Community Lecture Series at the Lensic.
All right. What else is going on? Let's see. At the Screen, which is the wonderful movie theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, opening this week, a film called Rabin, The Last Day. It was the winner of the jury award at the Seville European Film Festival, and it says here, for many Israelis, the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin in 1995 marked a grim turning point for their country. In the words of the commission set up to investigate the murder, Israeli society would never be the same again. As a democracy, political assassination was not part of our culture. So that is a film that I think is opening. Let's see. You'll have to check out their website or check the paper, but it's opening this weekend, probably today. Then Spartacus, the ballet, is presented by Path Live and by Experience. Sunday, March 13th at 11:15, and it's about Spartacus, the Thracian king, who is turned captive by Crassus with his wife Phrygia. Forced to fight as a gladiator and kill one of his friends, Spartacus plots an unprecedented upheaval. Anyway, this was...
And it's a ballet,
And it's
huh?
a ballet. I
didn't know that.
Yep. Music by Aram Khachaturian and choreography by Yuri Grigorovich.
The Harvard Glee Club will be performing Tuesday night at the The Harvard Glee Club will be performing Tuesday night at the Scottish Rite Center.
Yay!
They actually tour, and they've been singing at Harvard with different members since 1858. So the men's chorus tours every year, and they are coming to Santa Fe Scottish Rite Temple, Scottish Rite Center, it's now called, Tuesday night. For more information, you can go to harvardgleeclub.org, or you can buy tickets at ticketsantafe.org.
Most excellent. And then there is the CCA, which is also a wonderful place to see movies. And I had... A New Yorker cartoonist named, what was her name? Emily Flake, I think, who is in this film called Very Semi-Serious. And it's a documentary about New Yorker cartoonists. And I mistakenly said it was opening last weekend, or maybe that was the original schedule, I'm not sure. But anyway, it's opening this weekend. And I looked at that movie, and I laughed out loud throughout the whole thing. It is hilarious. It is so good. It's so funny. And so definitely check that out. And then also check out Chimes at Midnight. It's the lost Orson Welles film, now restored, called A Cinematic Event of the First Order and Welles' Most Human Film and Likely the Greatest Shakespearean Film Ever. So
and it's a mashup, apparently, of different, bunch of Shakespeare films.
Yep. So all of that happening at the CCA, ccasantafe.org, 982-1338.
Meanwhile, I'll throw out there that Jason Silverman will be down in Albuquerque. Jason Silverman, of course, of the CCA. He will be at the Guild Cinema in person Friday and Saturday night, tonight and tomorrow night, in conjunction with a showing of his new award-winning documentary, Semben. And it's about the great African film director.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, go down to Albuquerque and support Jason.
428-1393 is the number here at the KSFR Fun Drive. And I don't have any information since the last time we did thank you, so I don't know where we are in our journey to the $2,000 goal, but I think the phone must be ringing. maybe it hasn't been ringing, so I'm not sure if we're going to get there. Let's see what we can do between now and the end of the news to reach our goal, 428-1393, 428-1393. And
Two more minutes.
Yeah, it's a couple more minutes. And what we do is we let it run till the end of the news. And if you call between now and the news, you can be recorded as having given during the Radio Cafe, which would be awfully nice for me and awfully nice for the station. And Diana, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. The Lensk and I both appreciate you having us on so often, and we appreciate KSFR, so thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do for the Lensk, which is Santa Fe's premier performing arts and also movie venue. It's a great place to go see movies. So
sure,
thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe and for your support.
Thank you. And I'll call in very soon during the news. Mark me down, Nick.
Excellent. 428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Fun Drive, and let's see what we can do, and we send all of our love and good wishes to our listeners, and thank you all for the support that you've given in the past and that you give now. It's a big job to run and to participate in a community radio station, in a public radio station like KSFR. And it's hard, it's sometimes thankless, although people do call and write, and that's very gratifying for people who are producing programs. But it's still a huge amount of work, and we...